Today's shir is Masech Dazvachim, Daf Chavav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Amr Ami, Amr Belozer. He, if the animal that is a carbon is standing befnim, is standing inside the Azara, for Agla, but its feet are b'chutz, are standing outside the Azara. Says the Gemara Chatach, if he first cut off the feet, Vakach shachat, and then he shechs the animal, kshera. The animal's considered a kosher carbon. But if shachat oisa first shachat, he first shechted the animal, vakach chotach, and then he cuts off the feet only after the shechita psula, because at the time of the shechita, the dam that were in her feet became pasul. They were outside of the Azara, and anything that's outside of the Azara has a psul called Yotze. And as we're going to learn extensively in our Shiurim in Mitzvah Shem, when we speak about these halachas, the halacha is that every different things have different mechitzas, different things have different places to where they may be, may not be. The dam of a carbon, its mechitzah is the Azara, because that's where it has to be for the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if in a case where the dam was outside of the Azara, and therefore if it goes out at the time of Shechita, then if that blood will mix together with the blood that's inside the Azara, it will disqualify that blood from being able to be used for Zrika. So again, as Rashi says, anything that's outside at the time of Shechita is possible by Chutz, and therefore anything that the blood that was outside, if it's outside and never inside, it doesn't have a problem. But if it's inside and then goes outside, and if it mixes together, then we're going to have the issue that blood will disqualify the other blood from being able to do Shechita on it. Ask the Gemara, but why would the first case, where they separated the foot before the Shechita, be an acceptable situation? Why is there not a concern of Chata, Vakach, Shochat, Kshera? Why do we say if we cut and then Shecht, it's okay? Isn't this a Balmum, Kamakrev? Isn't he bringing a Balmum on the Mizbeach, and therefore it should be disqualified? Therefore, because of this question, Elaima says the Gemara, the way to understand the case that's being discussed, it's chotach, that they cut the feet after Shechita, v'achkach kibul, and then they did the dam, they did the Kabbal Sadam. So since at the time of the Kabbal Sadam, there was no blood from the animal going from the animal that was in the raglayim, which is outside entering into the animal, and therefore it's kosher. However, kibul v'akachot psula, because the kabbal sadam was both from dam that's inside and from dam that's outside, and that because all of the kabbal sadam was done before the feet were taken out, and therefore it becomes possible. And the halach is that all the cases that we've been discussing in our shir now are only b'diavad. L'chatchila, of course, the entire animal should be standing inside the Azara. The Rambam goes on to say, if it's not all in the Azara at the time of Shechita, then of course it will be possible. The entire discussion in our Gemara is if the animal was cut the feet before or after the Kabbalah Sadam. So the first question that needs to be asked, that many Rishonim ask, is that yes, you have blood that went outside the Azara, that blood is not allowed to be used for Shechita. But isn't that blood bottled in the rest of the animal? And we just say the concept of bottle beroiv. So Taisvis and other Rishonim introduce here a very important concept. They say that where do we say bottle beroiv? They say that the concept of Dutl Baroiv is when you had two separate entities and then they got mixed up. And that's where the halacha discusses, the, do we say bittul b'roiv? Don't we say bittul b'roiv? But in a situation where it was bottle from the very outset, like in our case, that isn't where we say bittul b'roiv. And therefore, saying bittul would not be something that we could rely on over here to say that the disqualified blood became mixed up together with the kosher blood. The Chemdes Daniel gives a different teretz. He says that this is a special Gzeres Chazal. And since it's a special Gzeres Chazal, the part of the Gzeres Chazal is that we don't say bittul over here. Ask the Gemara, continues asking the Gemara, but before we go further, the Achronim ask another question. So Gemara says what happened here was, they did the Shechita, then they cut off the legs, and then after they cut off the leg, they did the Kabbal Saddam. But they ask, isn't it the minute that they did the Shechita, all the blood in the animal's body gets mixed together? And if all the blood gets mixed together, and then the blood in the legs becomes disqualified, as we've been learning, won't that disqualify all the blood for Kabbal Saddam? Particularly since, as we're learning now, we're not going to say bittul b'roiv. So the Beis Yitzchok and the Evan Ozel say that before this Kabbal Saddam, that blood is not considered blood that we have to be concerned about. Till the Kabbal Saddam, the blood is not blood that we need to be concerned about, and therefore the fact that that some of the blood might have gotten mixed up with the other blood is not of concern. Ask the Gemara, Chatafaka Kibuk Sheira, we're learning that if he cut off the legs and then he did the Kabbal Saddam Ksheira, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara of Amar Rab Zeira, hasn't Rab Zeira taught us in our previous year that at Tsarim Aizim Bukhar, if somebody cuts off even part of the ear of a Bukhar and made it into Bamum, Vaka Kibal Damai, and then you do Kabbal Saddam Posel, says the Gemara, because the reason is, Shnema the Pasuk says, V'lok midam ha-par, and from here we learn, Par Shoyu Kfar, at the time of Kabbal Saddam, just like at the time of Shechita, the animal may not be a Balmum, so too at the time of Shechita, it may not be a Balmum. So how could cutting off the legs at that point be acceptable? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizkiya Amar Avimi, Shchaitech Be'eva at Shemigiyah Le'etzem. He didn't cut off the leg, he only cut off the skin. And therefore, since he only cut through the skin and didn't cut through the leg, that's why it didn't become a bamum. So now, points out the Shita, now that the Gemara has reinterpreted what we're learning in our Shia today, and the Gemara has now interpreted that it's speaking about a case where only the skin around the leg was cut, but not the actual leg, so then we could go back to the beginning of the Shia, where the Gemara began with a question. Chotach v'akach shochat. Rabbi Eliezer said it's okay. And then the Gemara asked the question, why would that be acceptable? Why is it not considered a balmum? So now we could say that he didn't cut through an entire leg. And since he didn't cut through the entire leg, it's not a balmum. And therefore we can learn chotach v'akach shochat is not considered a mum. And therefore, that's the way it was done. But then the Shita says that chotach, if you cut through the skin, but not cut through the bone, it is a balmum, but there are different types of balmum. There's a regular balmum and there's a balmum oiver. He says it's only considered a balmum oiver, and he says a mum oiver, and he says a very bechidish. He says that an animal that has a mum oiver is disqualified from having shechita on that animal for a carbon. But if the mum is not a mum oiver, it's a mum, if it's mum kavua, it's disqualified even for Kabbal Saddam. But for Kabbal Saddam, if the animal has a mum oiver but not a mum kavua, it wouldn't completely disqualify it. And that's why the Gemara says that for the shechita, even a mum oiver would be a problem. And that's why the Gemara has to learn that the cutting was done after the shechita. For the Kabbalah, it's a mum oiver. As long as it's only mum oiver, it does not disqualify the Kabbal Saddam. Says the Gemara, Kibel, Vakach Kotach. If the Kabbal Saddam was done and after you cut the leg off, puzzle. Because what we're concerned about is that the part of the dam that's puzzle got mixed up together with the blood that's not puzzle. Shmat Mino, says the Gemara. From here we see, dam hamuvel be'evorim, the dam that's absorbed in the avarim, in the organs of the animal, are also considered dam. Because if not, why would this dam be, why would this dam be considered puzzle? The dam that's in the avarim should not be considered dam. Says the Gemara, the concern here is not because of the dam, because that dam is not dam of consideration. The concern here is Dilma Mishum Shamnunis, this part of the leg, the fat around the leg, which is something that's part of the animal. It has a din of the meat of the animal. And if that part of the animal went out of the Azara, then it's going to get mixed in together with the dam of the Kabbalah Saddam. That Shamnunis will disqualify, that the Shamnunis will disqualify the dam. And from here, we see that even something, points out the Mikdash David, that doesn't have to be put on the Mizbeach. The dam has to be used for Zrikas Adam. The Shamnunis does not have to be used for Zrikas Adam. It doesn't make a difference. What, if it's puzzle, if it became puzzle, it will disqualify anything that will be on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, we started our shir by discussing the concept of Yotzei. The concept of Yotzei is that taking something outside from where it's supposed to be. So as we said at the beginning of the shir, the dam is always supposed to remain in the Azara, because that's where the Zrikas Adam is supposed to be. The same goes for the Amorim of all Kachim, because all Kachim, their Amorim, are burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore their Mechitzes the Azara. And the meat of Kachi Kachim, which also may only be eaten in the Azara, so the Mechitza for them is the Azara. Kachim Kalim, which may be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, the meat of Kachi Kalim, their Mechitza is Yerushalayim. So says the Marshram, you know, based on what Rabbi Lazar has taught us in our Shia today, Basar Kachi Kalim Shiyotz Lofnei Zrik Stam, if the meat of the Kachi Kalim went outside of the Azara before the Zrikas Dam, it's puzzle. Because Rabbi Lezer said that even the Shamnunis of the Regal is a concern, because even though the Shamnunis presumably has the same halacha as the meat of the carbon, and even though we just said that the meat of Kachim Kalim, their Mechitz is the whole city, when does that happen, that their Mechitz is the whole city? That happens only after the Zrikas Adam. But before the Zrikas Adam, the Mechitza is the Azara. And that's why Rabbi Lozo was concerned about the Shamnunis, as we said, of the carbon before the Kabbalah Saddam, before the Zrikas Adam. So we see that even though normally when we speak about Kach Kalim, we say that the Mechitza is all of Yerushalayim, that halacha only happens after the Zrikas Adam. Says the Gemara, not necessarily true. It could be that the Mechitza of the meat of Kachim Kalim is always the entire Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lazar was speaking about Kachim Kachim, which we just finished saying, the Mechitza of the meat of Kachim Kachim is always the Azara. Tanabana, the Gemara brings a Braisa to discuss this question, if the meat of Kachim Kalim before Zrikas Adam, what is their Mechitza? Is the Mechitza the whole Yerushalayim like it's going to be after the Zrikas Adam, or until the Zrikas Adam, the Mechitza is the Azara? Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us, Kachi Kachim, Shechitas Mitzofa, we know that the Shechita of the Kachi Kachim has to be done in the north of the Azara. So too, Kibul Damim has to be done Bekli Shorus Mitzofen, that the Kli Shorus has to be in the Tzofen, and as Tosfos explains, what the Gemara here is coming to teach us, that not just that the person has, the Kohen has to be B'tzofen, and not just that the animal has to be B'tzofen, but even the Kli Shorus has to be the Tzofen. Omed B'dorim, but let's say the person standing in Dorim, V'hoishi Yodol L'tzofen, and he to put the sands into the tzof inside. V'shachar, and he does the shechita on the animal standing in the shechita and the tzof inside. The halacha is shechitas k'sheira. However, if he stood in the darim and he put his hand into the tzofen to do kabbalas adam, de kabbalas psula. Hechnas roish v'rubay. He mostly standing in the tzofen and he did kabbalas adam. Then the halacha considers it kilun nechnas kulay, as if he's completely standing in the azara, standing in the tzofen. Perchasa, if the animal after the shechita jumped out from the tzofen, the yatsa ledarim, it jumped into the darim side of the azara, and then v'chazra, it came back into the tzofen side. The halacha is that that's where the kabbalas adam will be done. It's k'shera. The Gemara is teaching us that when by the shechita, the halacha is that as long as the shechita is done b'tzofen, the person doesn't have to be standing in the tzofen. But by kabbalas adam, there's a halacha that the person has to be standing in the tzofen. Continues. The brayse kachim kalim shkutasim b'fnim. The kachim kalim could be slaughtered anywhere in the azara. Kibal dama b'klisharas b'tzfnim. The kabbal sadam is done anywhere in the azara. Amba b'chutz, if he's standing outside the azara, v'chiknus yad l'fnim v'shachat, and he sticks his hands into the azara, did the shkut the shkutasik sheira. However, if he was standing outside the azara, v'kibal, and he does his kabbal sadam, kabbalas psula. Rechnas Rosh Hashanah, if Rosh Hashanah are mostly in the Azara, Kilolai Nechnas. The halacha is that it's not as if he's standing in the Azara. Of course, all these halachas will be extensively analyzed. Pirch Saviyatz L'chutz, if the animal jumped out of the Azara, and then it comes back to the Azara, Psula. Says the Gemara, but what's relevant to our shir, first thing to discuss, is Shmaminah, the boss of Kachim Kalam Shiyotz Lufnei Zrikas Adam, that here we're talking about Kachim Kalam in the second part of the Brisa we just learned, that went out of the Azar before the Zrikas Adam. Posel, so we see that the Mechitza before Zrikas Adam is the Azara, not the entire city. Says the Gemara, that isn't a compelling proof, because Dilma, what the Brisa is speaking about is the Ali of Yisaris HaKov Dushtei Kalayis, the kidneys, the tail, the flanken, and they are never taken outside of the Azara, because they're even by Kachim Kalim, they're burnt on the Mizbeach. And that's why if they're taken out of the Azara, that's why the Mechitza is the Azara. Ask the Gemara, Bamin Avodah Shmuel Mishmuel, He Befnim, the animal's inside the Azara, V'ragleh B'chutz, but the feet of the animal are outside. And again, the way we're going to have to learn the Gemara, point out the achrayim, is that they cut the leg separately, because otherwise we would have a problem of the dam. Amalei, the pasuk says, "Ksiv v'vim l'Hashem." A pasuk amayid elakay v'zav chazuch eshlamim. From here we learn, "Achtei kulo l'fnim." The animal has to be completely in the azara. Says the Mara Tala v'shachat. If somebody hung up the animal and did shechita that way, mahu, what will be the halacha? Mao, what will be the halacha regarding the shechita of that animal? Says the Gemara, Amalei, he said, Ksheira, even though the animal is not standing firmly on the ground of the Azara, the halacha is that it's still considered as if it's in the Azara. There is a significant discussion amongst the Paiskim who discuss Hilchos Shechita, if doing shechita on an animal as it's hanging is a kosher way to do shechita, because you can't have a firm grip on the animal. And since you can't have a firm grip on the animal, the halach is that maybe it will be a disqualified shechita. And the Paiskim say that when you're doing what's known as shechita teluya, you have to be most careful to make sure that the animal is being held firmly, that otherwise if the animal's swinging, it won't be considered a valid shechita. Agamar also says that something that's hanging is considered that it's standing. And the question is that we've discussed so many times that the halacha is in different situations that you have to have a midah. And the question is, does a midah mean standing firmly on the ground? Or if something is hanging, is it considered a valid amidah? And that means if somebody needs to support himself, will that be considered amidah? So from here, it seems that it is considered amidah. But then, again, tal v'shachar, amalik sher, amalish tabisas, bin a yerach amizbeach, there's a new concern that when the shechita takes place, the animal has to be on the side of the mizbeach, and when it's not standing there, it's leka. Nitla, what about if the shochet is hanging and not firmly on the ground? What would be the halacha? And he did the shechita that way. Mao amale psula. Amale shtabusas. You made a mistake. Because shechita al yerech, the lo yashoich al yerech, the animal has to be on the side of the mizbeach, but not the shochet. Says the Gemara, next question, nitla v'kibel. If the animal is hanging, mahu, amale ksheira. So he said again, Amalei Ishtabisa's father told me you're making a mistake. Ain't derech sheres b'kach. So now the Gemara introduces a new concern, and that is that something that has to be that when you do a carbon, it has to be derech sheres b'kach. And the simple pshat in derech sheres b'kach is that's not a respectful way of doing the avodah. But I saw that the Brisker Rav explains that ein derech sheres b'kach, the concern is a different concern. It goes back to something that we discussed previously in our perek. And that is that all the avoida has to be done with the kohen standing on the floor of the azara. And if the kohen is not that way, then that's called ein derech sheres b'kach. The halacha that the avoida has to be done that was standing firmly in the azara is not being fulfilled. Tala, if somebody hung the animal up, the kibul mahu, so the kohen is not derech sheres b'kach. What about the animal? Says the Gemara, amalei psula, it's possible. Amalei shtabas, again he said you made a mistake. Shechita al yerech, we have to have the shechita on the side of mizbeach. Like Kabbalah al Yerech. The Kabbalah doesn't have to be done on the Yerech HaMizbeach. Amar Abai, so now Abai comments, B'Kotche Kotchim, when we all speak about Shechit and Kabbalah of Kotche Kotchim, Kulan Psulis, when you did, both when you hung the animal or did Kabbalah Stam, it's Pasul. Bar Mi Nitla V'Shochat, besides the case where the Shochet was not standing. The Kachim Kalim, and Kachim Kalim, Kulim Ksheris, where there's no din of Yerech and Mizbeach, Bar Nitla Koyin Vekibel, besides the case where the Koyin was not standing firmly during Kabbal Saddam, because there's ain't Derech Sheres Pekach. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava asked by Mashna, Tal of Vekibel, Kachim Kalim, why is the halacha when the animal was hanging by Kachim Kalim that you say that the Kabbalah is a valid Kabbalah, because you say, David Pnim Kim Nami. As long as he's in the airspace of the Azor, it's good enough. Bekachim Kachim Nami. So why don't we say the same Bekachim Kachim? Why don't we say that Avir Tzofen, the airspace of the Tzofen, is good enough? Dami Elam Rava, Ben Bekachim Kachim, Ben Bekachim Kalim. Rava disagrees with Abayim. And therefore, Rava says that both Bekachim Kachim and Bekachim Kalim, the Loch is that the all Ksheris. Bar mental of a shachat, the size the case where animal suspended by the shechita shebekotcha kotchim, it's possible. The reason it's possible by kotcha kotchim because it's not a yerek and mizbeach, and nitla v'kibel that in all cases if the kohen is not standing firmly on the ground by kabbal sadam, that the halacha will be the bein bekotcha kotchim bein bekotchim kalim. It's possible because of the new concern of ain't derech sheres b'kach. So it turns out that what is the machloikis of Abai Rava? The machloikis of Abai Rava would be in a case where the animal was suspended and we did Kabbal Saddam that way. Abai will say that by kachu kachim, the animal, the carbon will be possible, and according to Rava, it will be kosher. Ask the Gemara, b'mnei Reb Yirmiyah m'Reb Zeira, hu b'fnim, if the kohen is inside the Azara, v'tzitzos b'chutz, and his hair is outside the Azara, mahu, what will be the halacha regarding this avodah? Amalei, so Reb Zeira said to him, lav amrit, didn't we say, b'vil l'shem, that the shechita should be done in a fashion, achetukula l'fnim, until the entire animal is inside the Azara? So says the Gemara, Hachinami, when we speak about the Kayin, the Pasuk says, Bevayim el oil moed, Achiyav el kul oil moed, the Kayin has to be completely in the inside, and being mostly inside will not be sufficient. So the Mefarshim all try to understand the case that the Gemara just spoke about, that his hair is outside. What does it mean that his hair is outside? So, because Rashi says that his hair is outside, but the Mefarshim all asked that we learned that the Kohen is not allowed to have long hair. And here we're speaking about a Kohen whose hair is so long that it goes out all the way from the inside the Azara to outside the Azara. Wouldn't that certainly be a disqualification? So they answer, in explaining Rashi's pshat, that there are two separate discussions going on here in the Gemara. One issue that the Gemara is focused on is on the Avodah. And the question is, where does the Kohen have to be in order that the Avodah should be a kosher Avodah or not a kosher Avodah? Then there's a separate discussion. Is the Kohen having done something wrong by having such long hair? But the halacha is that a Kohen with very long hair does not disqualify the Avodah. And since the Kohen with very long hair does not disqualify the Avodah, the Gemara's question is a very understandable question. But there are others that, because of this question, that are bothered, that how could the Gemara be speaking about a Kohen who left his hair so long, when the Torah says, a parallel yishlechu, that the Kohanim are not allowed to have very long hair. And because of that, they have a whole different discussion. And they explain that what this means is that the payas of the Kohen had to have a beard, the Kohen had to have a beard, the Kohen had to have payas. And the question here is, if the payas and the beard of the Kohen are sticking out of the Azara. As we've been learning, that the Torah, Kabbalah Sadam and Zrika Sadam particularly, is a very essential part of every carbon. And as we're going to learn, we've learned already, the Torah is very specific where different kabbonis have the Zrikas Adam. First of all, there's a difference between the Mizbeach HaChitzin and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Some kabbonis have their dam spritzed on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, most kabbonis, and some have in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And even on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, there was what we learned called the Chuta Sikra, which was a line which divided the top half of the Mizbeach and the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And some Kabbonis, Dam was in the upper half, the Chattis Behema and the Oil Sa'if. And all the other Kabbonis, Kabban Oil, Kabban Shlam, Kabban Talmud, Bechor Maisa, Chattis Sa'if, they were all done on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. They were all done on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Whenever we do Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, we have to do it on a spot that around that part, on that spot at the bottom of the Mizbeach, there's Yisoid HaMizbeach. There was like a ledge that encircled the bottom of the Mizbeach, most of the Mizbeach, besides the Mizrach, Keren Mizrach Estroimus. The southeast corner did not have a Yisoid. And that's why that spot is a place where we can't do Zrikas Adam on that corner. Moreover, as we said before, the Par and Sar of Yom Kippur, their blood was spritzed inside the Beis HaMikdash on Bein Badei Aron, between the poles of the Aron on the Proiches, and then they were spritzed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Our Mishnah that we're going to begin discussing now speaks about where the Zrikas Adam is done in the wrong place. What will be the halacha? So begins the Mishnah, Nos Nagabai Kevesh, if the blood was put on the ramp going up, not on one of the corners, shleikenag yisoid, or as we just said, that there was this ledge, the yisoid, around most of the mizbeach, but on the southeast corner, there was no yisoid, and if somebody did zrik sadam on a place where there is no yisoid, or nosinus nitin lamata, lamala, we just identified, certain kabbonis had their zrik sadam on the bottom half, and certain on the upper half, so here you did a carbon that was supposed to be a carbon that the dam was supposed to be on the bottom half, you did it on the upper half, or as a nitin lamala lamato, or dam that was supposed to be on the upper half, you put on the bottom half, bechutz, dam, a nitin befnim, dam that's supposed to be inside the in the mizbech apnimi, you put a bechutz on the mizbech achitzin, or as a nitin bechutz, or dam that's supposed to be on the outside, and the mizbech achitzin, you did befnim and the mizbech apnimi, and all these cases puzzle. The carbon is possible, the ebay karis, but somebody who eats from that carbon will not get karis. So, as we often discuss, the zrikas adam is what brings the kapara for the carbon. And our Mishnah taught us that if the zrikas adam was not done in the right place, the carbon is possible. But says the Gemara Amishmu possible, when we said in the Mishnah that it's possible, what was meant when we said pasul was regarding the basar, that the meat may not be eaten through this zrika, avalim miskapru. But still, the owners who brought the carbon did have kapara sadam, do have kapara, as we just mentioned, the zrika is what brings the kapara. Even if the zrika was done in the wrong place, the owner of the carbon will still achieve a kapara. Seshma, what's the reason I say so? My Tama, what's the reason? The Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ken nefesh bedam hu, v'nina nefesh habos bedam hu, v'nina sati l'chem l'mizbeach l'chaper al nafshu seichem, gi adam l'mizbeach. From here we learn that as long as the dam is on the mizbeach, the halacha is that miskaper balim, the owners have a carbon. The Rishonim and Achronim all make a very important point here. That even though Shmuel is teaching us a very big chiddush, that the carbon is kosher, just the owner can't eat, that doesn't mean the carbon still affects the kapara. But they make the point that it is not, Taisa speaks about this, that not in all cases is this the halacha. The halacha is, Shmuel's statement says, Taisus is referring when it was put on the upper half instead of the bottom half, or the halacha is that, or if it was not put connected, you saw it. But dam that was supposed to be on the mizbeach achitzin, or even dam that's supposed to be on the mizbeach apnimi that was put on the mizbeach achitzin is also kosher. But dam that was supposed to be on the mizbeach that was put on the mizbeach apnimi, Tosfos says that even Shmuel will agree that that carbon is completely disqualified, because Tosfos explains that the Torah tells us the dam that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach achitzin is not supposed to be brought into mizbeach apnimi, and since it's not supposed to be brought into the mizbeach apnimi, when it's brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it's automatically disqualified. And the Tashita explains, and what about the dam that's supposed to be put on the Mizbech HaPnimi that was put on the Mizbech HaChitzin? He says, that is kosher. You put it on the totally wrong Mizbeach. So the Shita explains that dam of a carbon that's supposed to be put on the Mizbech HaPnimi does have some connection to the Mizbech HaChitzin. Because the halacha is the shiurei adam, the leftover blood, are put on the mizbeach achitzin even of the carbon that's put on the mizbeach apnimi, and therefore the chitzin that's befnim is possible, but befnim that's put on the chitzin is kosher. The Rambam seems to disagree. And the Rambam says that Shmuel makes a statement. Shmuel makes a statement that everything that we spoke about the Mishnah that was put in the wrong place is kosher. And the Gemara did not make any differentiation which of the cases of the Mishnah is being referred to. It seems that Shmuel is speaking about all cases. The question is, why, if the blood was put on the kevesh, on the ramp, would it be kosher? The kevesh is not a place for Zrikas Dam. The Mizbeach, or parts of the Mizbeach, are all places for Zrikas Dam. But this is not a place where Zrikas Dam takes place. Says the Sfas Emes, that since the blood always has to go up on the ramp before it gets onto the top of the Mizbeach, certainly by certain kabbonis, the fact that it's put on that, so that's why even though it's put on the ramp, it's going to be considered acceptable. However, that seems that there are some Rishonim that hold that just back to the Rishonim that learned the Gemara like Tosfos, that not all cases did Shmuel say that when the dam was put in the wrong place, will it be possible? Those Rishonim want to suggest that Tosfos, that one of the cases that Tosfos says Shmuel will agree that it's completely possible is a case where the blood was put on the ramp. What will be the halacha by chatas oif? That, as we said before, that the chatas oif, the blood is supposed to be put on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and instead of being put on the bottom half of the mizbeach, it was put on the upper half of the mizbeach. The halacha is that, says Tosfos, that will be a case that Shmuel is speaking about, where the halacha will be that it's kosher, just about the meat may not be eaten. But the Shita says that the pasuk that we learned, that Shmuel is quoting, "Vanino satu lechem amizbeach lechaper," is speaking about an animal carbon. And that's where the Torah is telling us that an animal carbon, that even though the dam was put in the wrong place, it's still going to be kosher. But by an oif carbon, there it does, that halacha would not be applicable. And the Chazon Yecheskel explains, because the pasuk says by the oilus oif, v'krivoi. The Torah is very anxious to differentiate between the oilus oif and the chatas oif. And as we explained, the chatas oif is brought on the bottom half of the mizbeach, the zrika is on the bottom half, the oilus oif is in the upper half. And the Torah, since it goes out of its way to differentiate between the oilus oif and the chatas oif, if we did therefore, he says, if the chatas oif was done in the wrong place on the bottom of mizbeach, it would be disqualified. The Brisk Rav and the Chazon Ish say that the interesting nafkamina. He says a chatas oif that's brought on the bottom, that's supposed to be done on the bottom, and it's done on the top, it will be kosher. And the reason he says is, because the simple explanation they give is because the blood anyway will roll to the bottom. But by the oil of sa'if, the way the Torah goes out of its way to say that it should be done, that's by the chatas oif. If it was done on top, it'll end up on the bottom. With the oil of sa'if, the Torah goes out of its way to say it has to be lamala. And therefore, they say that by chatas oif, it was done in the wrong place on the mizbeach, it'll be kosher. But by the oil of sa'if, it wouldn't be that way. There's an interesting machloikus hachroinim regarding a carbon Pesach. Because we're learning here that the carbon, Shmuel saying that the Zrikas Adam was done in the wrong place, that the carbon is kosher, El Shloi Olul Abal, that you're not allowed to eat the meat. So the Or Sameach wants to suggest that since the entire purpose of bringing the Karban Pesach, we discussed this in our previous shurim, is l'oichlov, in order to be able to eat from the meat of the Karban Pesach. Here, if we won't be able to eat from the Karban Pesach, so there Shmuel will agree when the Zrikas Adam was done in the wrong place that the carbon is possible. Says the Chazon Ish, however, disagrees. Chazon Ish's opinion was that by even by Karban Pesach, if the meat the meat, the not only will the carbon be kosher if it was done in the wrong place, but he says a bigger chiddush. He says that even though Shmuel's saying that when the zrika was done in the wrong place, the carbon is kosher, just the meat may not be eaten. But carbon Pesach, when the zrika was done in the wrong place, not only is the carbon kosher, not only is the carbon kosher, but even the meat of a carbon Pesach, may be eaten. The question is that we know the Torah says that the eating of the meat is essential to the kapara. As we know, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'achu oisam asher kupa behem, and the Gemara we're going to have, and the Gemara says, the Pesachim, Nafnun Tes teaches us, Kahanim oichlam balam eskaprim. So the eating of the meat is critical to the kapara. And here we're saying that the meat of these kabanas, that the zrik was done in the wrong place, will be not be allowed to be eaten. If the meat will not be allowed to be eaten, how could the carbon be an effective carbon if the meat is not eaten? So I saw that the halacha is that when we say Ba'alim Oichlim Kayanim Oichlim Ba'alim Kaprim, it's only, says Tosfos, in a place where the meat may be eaten. What that means to say is, where the meat may be eaten, the halacha is, if you didn't eat the meat, you lost out in the kapara. But in a case like which we are discussing here, where the meat may not be eaten, so following the halacha, it seems to me that's the best way of fulfilling a mitzvah. The best way of fulfilling a mitzvah is by doing what the Torah wants us to do. And if the Torah here tells us, don't eat the meat, that's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of this carbon. Says the Gemara, we're learning now that Zrikas Adam that's done anywhere is going to be an acceptable Zrikas Adam. So ask the Gemara, Yochi, if that's the way we're learning, Basanami, why should the Basan not be eaten to be eaten? Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, anywhere where the zrik was done in Mizbeach will affect kapara, v'loy l'davar acher. But won't accomplish that you should be able to eat that meat. Al-Makasava, says the Gemara, but what we see from this discussion is that Shmuel's opinion is, doing zrik in the wrong place is equivalent to doing it in the right place. Ask the Gemara, Tanabi in the Pirkin, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem. On the Aflamid Beis of an Aleph, Nosnoi, if the dam was put ala kavish on the ramp, like Neg Yisoid, or on place in the Mizbech where there's no Yisoid below it. Nosnoi, Satan Lamat Lamala. As in the Tanah Lamala Lamata, as in the Tanah Befnim Bechutz. As in the Tanah Bechutz Befnim, the Aloch is, Im Yesh Dama Nefesh, if there's still, as we discussed in our previous year, the Dama Nefesh, is the blood that was supposed to be put on the Mizbech. If you still have Dama Nefesh available, the loch is Yachser HaKosher V'Kabel. Go get some Dama Nefesh to do the Kabbalahs and Zrik Sadam again properly. But ask the Gemara, if we're saying that Shmuel is teaching us that even if the Zrik Sadam was done in the improper place, you have a kapara. So the question is, lamali yachse kashvi kabel, why should it be done again? And as the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara's question is that once the Zrikas Adam is accomplished, the carbon is finished. Once the carbon is finished, the halacha is that you can't resurrect this carbon. So why would we want to do? How would doing a zrika again be of any help? If you're going to tell me, well, it isn't really finished because we want to be able to eat from the meat, and by doing another zrika, we'll be able to accomplish that. Ask the Gemara, Mika zrika delay mechaperis. Is there a case that the zrika, that this second zrika, is not affecting kapara, because the kapara was already affected by the first rika, the shayi bas bachila, and the meat will be able to be eaten. The halacha is that once it's done. So the Mefarshim ask, we go back to the first mission of our Masechta, where the Gemara says that by all kabanas, besides Karmen Pesach, Karmen Chantas, that were brought Shaloi Lishma, the halacha is that the kasha Shaloi Lebalim L'Shem Chayva. So we see that you're allowed to eat the carbon, even though the Zrika doesn't affect Kapara, because it's Le'ol L'Balim L'Shem Chayva. And here we're saying that any Zrika that doesn't affect Kapara doesn't allow the meat to be eaten. So the Chroinim say a very bechiddush. We said at the beginning of the Masechta that when a Zrika is done, Shaloi L'Shma, by all other Kabbanis, it's Le'ol L'Balim L'Shem Chayva. So we think that the Balaam get no credit at all for that carbon. Actually, that isn't correct. What it means to say is they don't get the full credit that they were obligated to bring a carbon, and they don't get credit that they fulfilled their obligation. But it's certainly considered as if they brought a carbon, and that they have some relevance and some kapara through it, and that's why the meat may be eaten. This says the Gemara, v'chitem, answers the Gemara. So now the question again is, what's the point of trying to retrieve the Dam HaNefesh to do Zrika again? Says the Gemara, Idiyav Kosher, if the first Zrika was done by a Kohen, that's Kosher. And we're learning, Shmuel is teaching us, that Zrika is considered a valid Zrika. For Kapara HaChinami, there is no point and doing Zrika again with the leftover Dam HaNefesh. Hacha, that says the Gemara, what are we speaking about in our Gemara? Hacha Maiskinen, we are speaking over here about a situation, the Yav Apostle, that the first Zrika was done by a Kohen who's Apostle. So that did not accomplish any Kapara, and that's why, if possible, we're going to want to retrieve to be able to do a proper Zrika, and that Zrika will give kapara, and if it's done in the right place, it will also affect that the meat may be eaten. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case that we're speaking about, if we're saying that the Zrika was done in the wrong place, so once it's done through a puzzle, it became disqualified. And we've learned the halacha that something, and the Gemara quotes it, becomes disqualified. Once it's dachui, it remains dachui. Says the Mar Tanan, the Kulan Shekiblu Chutzlos Manai, the Mishnah teaches us that if the carbon was brought with a Machshava Chutz Lizmanai or Machshava Chutz Mekarmai, Im Yesh Dama Nefesh, if there's still Dama Nefesh left, Yachzer, Kashvi Kabul, try to do it again. Kiblu, but if it was done, the Deek is, that's because it was only done by Kohen who's kosher. Isn't the Deek from the Kiblu in, if the Psulim did the Kabbalah, or Zirku, or the Kohen who's Pasul Loi, my Tama, once the Kohen that's Pasul did it, it becomes completely disqualified. Says the Gemara Loi, that's not the way to explain that Mishnah. Mishum the Pasul Machshava, the carbon became Pasul, and the Mishnah is saying that since it had a Machshava's Pasul, it became Pasul, and Dochui. Not because there was the Kohen who was Dochi. Yochi asked the Gemara, Kabbalah Nami, then the halacha is that it's the same halacha ought to be applied, but yet it says that if the Kabbalah was done with Machshavas Psul, the carbon doesn't become disqualified. Void, mi Pasul Machshava, does the halacha that a Kohen who's Pasul make the carbon possible with a machshava? Whose machshava makes a difference? Is a kohen kosher who could do the avoida? And also, bedavel royal avoida, if somebody brought a carbon from the wrong material, he brought a carbon mincha, not from wheat, but from barley, and it has to be b'mokim haroyal avoida. And that means if the mizbeach is broken, there won't be any machshava. Says the Gemara, Loi Taima. So says the Gemara, don't say Zarku. that the people who had Ruach Machshava were people or apostle, Ela Eima Shachtu, that the Shechita was done by people who are apostle with a Ruach Machshava. Loi, and that can't be saved. My Kamashmon, what are you telling us? That a person who is apostle can make the Shechita apostle with Machshava? Ask Martanina. Since the halacha is that anybody can do the shechita, the halacha is when such a person does the shechita, if he had the wrong machshava, the carbon becomes possible. Hakamashmalon, what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is that somebody who's possible but had a wrong machshava by the shechita, the carbon will become disqualified. However, the makabala ve'elach, when after kabbalah and halacha and zrika lepasa machshava, the machshava of somebody who's possible. Somebody's possible had a wrong machshava, then halacha is it won't be possible. My tama to the Rava. Because as Rava just taught us, machshava can only make a difference by somebody who can do the avoida. But somebody who's not qualified to do the avoida, the machshava doesn't make a difference. Our Gemara has been talking about where something was done improperly, can it be fixed? This opens up a most interesting discussion regarding different areas of halacha where something wasn't done properly, should we try to fix it? One example is, we know we're supposed to wear talus and tefillin. And somebody only had tefillin. And he put on the tefillin. And then he got a talus after he finished davening. Should he put on the tefillin again? Or he finished davening? And it seems from our Gemara that if you could do it right, if you could fix it by doing right, that's what we should try to do. And the same question comes up by Dalin Minim. If somebody already did the mitzvah of Dalin Minim, and now he has a question, and now he gets available to him another set of Dalin Minim, which are nicer than the Dalin Minim that he had. The question is, should he take Dalin Minim again? Well, he already did the mitzvah. There's no point in doing it again. So there's a famous verse from Rav Chaim Brisker, where Rav Chaim Brisker says that if somebody has two esrogim, one is certainly kosher, but it's not so nice, and one is a question if it's a murkiv, but it's nicer. So Rav Chaim Brisker said, take the esrog that's not so nice first and make the brach on it. And then afterwards, use the other. Then take the esrog that's vade kosher. And it'll be as follows. If the esrog you took is kosher, fantastic. And if it's not kosher, so you did the mitzvah with the second esrog. But if you're going to take the esrog which is vade kosher first, so you already did the mitzvah. Once you did the mitzvah, there's no point of doing the mitzvah again. There's no, you already fulfilled the mitzvah, and there would be no point in doing so. And that's the opinion of Chaim Brisker and the Chelkos Yaakov. The Chuvas van Hugges says the Al Gemara actually saying, not like that, because Al Gemara is teaching us that if you didn't do the mitzvah so properly, take the opportunity to do the mitzvah again. So Chuvas van Hugges says that you can't compare the two cases, because here, the Esrig, the question is, how do we look at Hidur and Esrig? And when we speak about a hiddur and an esrig, is that something extra is supposed to be, or is it not? Here, when the avodah wasn't done, is it only making the mitzvah better? But if you already did the mitzvah, there's no point in hiddur. In other words, there's a difference between a mitzvah and a hiddur mitzvah. In our Gemara, when the first mitzvah was done, it wasn't done properly, so the entire mitzvah is lacking. Whereas by an esrig, the esrog, what was lacking is the hiddur. Hiddur is only connected to the mitzvah. And once I did the mitzvah, there is no point in hiddur mitzvah on its own.